You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
All right, 12 minutes past 4, and it is a Wednesday afternoon, and it is time for us to say hello. Hi, Jeff. Hello, Jeff. Lovely to see you, Jeff.
You're always warm and welcoming.
Oh, man, this is just like a highlight of my...
It's so wonderful to see you as well. Really.
Especially in that jumper.
Just listen. This is a fishhook jumper.
It's not
the deep south the people wear bowls. They wear this kind of jumper. That play bowls,
but they don't only play bowls in the deep south. And let me tell you something. If you walked outside here and stood in the main road there and said,
people would scream and shout,
"I'm wearing a fishhook jumper," they would slap you silly.
No, fishhook jumper is really a cardigan. I've been always told that's the cardigan stuff. But this is for bowls and for professional sport. You know. It's a,
so who gave it to you?
I bought it myself.
I would imagine you'd have to. And you admit to that. All right, there you go in your little thing. Okay, so so life, love, and chop suey.
Yep.
And you've got a whole, I was going to say life, love, and can of worms.
Yeah, I've got a, this is scary stuff.
Because you're going to open a can of worms here.
I know, but it's important because we, you and I, on this program, try and make a difference, and we really try and sort some things out. And I really think today's subject is going to either wipe out people.
Listen, when you come here with like mothers and daughters-in-law, and a title like civil or civil war, you're on your own, brother.
Don't
come here with we. No. You and I. No, you and I. Okay?
Listen, I'm incognito. Nobody's going to know.
There's no you and I here. This is just you.
The loyalty. It smells here. Civil or civil war. I mean, this is, as you know, everybody listening knows, they've either had a mother-in-law, they got a mother-in-law, or they're going to have one. And the daughter-in-laws know. But I didn't want to do it about the guys, you know, because guys are kind of easy. We kind of either get on, we go to Brian, we'll say, how's it, and we'll leave and say, what an idiot that is, or whatever. But I'm going to talk today only about the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law and that relationship. Because, you know, we talk about relationships and we try and help. In fact, mother-in-laws have always been a joke along the way. They've always been sort of talking about your mother-in-law, and it's been a thing of humor. But Ken Dodd said, I haven't spoken to my mother-in-law for 18 months. I don't like to interrupt her. So the butt of the joke's there. But this relationship here between the mother-in-law and a daughter-in-law is a difficult one, and it's challenging. And that's why I thought we'd tackle it today, because nobody knows the rules here. There's no way you can get the rules.
Again, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
We didn't tackle it. You're tackling it.
We are tackling it today, you and I. Okay. Oh, you're such a scaredy cat. All right. As a result, people feel intruded on. Their feelings get hurt. Emotions get involved. And people actually get hurt here. Mm. Okay. So this is really going to be something for those people that are struggling with their daughter-in-laws, and for daughter-in-laws that are struggling with their mother-in-laws. Let's find a way of fixing that to a point where –
It's functional.
It's functional, and it doesn't affect the whole family, and it's not nasty and whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's why I said civil, because we can be civil to each other. We might not like each other or whatever, but let's be civil. Or is there a civil war? It's a civil war is always in the same country. Mm-hmm. It's in the same family.
Yeah.
And you can mess up the whole family that way. So that's why I called it that. But let me give you 6 tips how to have the best possible relationship with your mother-in-law. Now I'm talking to daughter-in-laws now. So if you've got a mother-in-law, this is for you.
Daughters-in-law.
Daughters-in-law. Yeah. If you are a daughters-in-law.
Mm. Daughter-in-law.
Daughter-in-law.
The plural daughters. Is the daughters.
Yes, I know.
Law singular.
You know, I didn't just realize how you. Bright you were. You know.
Just thought I'd help you.
Yeah, thank you so much. All right, so.
In my own defense.
Yes, I realize. All right, 6 tips to have a best possible relationship with your mother-in-law. Okay, so number one, set boundaries. Okay, it's always important to set boundaries and say, listen, bath time, for instance, if it's grandkids, bath time's not a good time for us, or in the morning's not good, or whatever it is. And in the weekends, no problem. During the week, we're working,
you know, set boundaries. It's always important that everybody knows where they stand. And that's with everything, but this this is really important. So protect your marriage. Number two, you know, you might have a difficult relationship with your in-laws, but you need to protect your marriage. Do not say negative things about your in-laws to your partner. That's the first start. And, you know, your partner is somebody you can talk to about anything. But this is one thing that you'd rather go and speak to a mate about or a friend. When you girls have tea or something like that, don't talk to your partner about it because it pulls him into the stuff and it can get to protect your marriage, that you don't have strife within the marriage. So this is one of the ways of causing strife, of course. So remember, one day you'll also probably be in their position. So if you're a daughter-in-law and you've got a mother-in-law, you're going to be a mother-in-law one day. Okay, so just remember that.
Oh, it goes around, comes around.
Yeah, yeah. And then they wish for you. So one day your daughter-in-law may think of you as the monster-in-law or the toxic mother-in-law. Okay, so beware. Beware of the flashpoints. So you know where the flashpoints are. You know where the little things are that cause the chaos. Just to be prepared for them. Okay, so holidays is normally when these problems arise. So just be aware that you need to discuss, communicate, and get involved with your partner and the family. Just know that everybody knows their place, especially over Christmas and Easter and those kind of holidays in summer as well. Les Dawson said, my mother-in-law has come around to our house at Christmas 7 years running. This year, we're having a change. We're going to let her in. All right. Discuss any issue in a respectful manner. That this is one word that's going to come up a lot in the next sort of 20 minutes, is the word respect. And we'll have a discussion on respect later. But respect is everything. So if we respect each other in these relationships, especially this mother-in-law, daughter-in-law relationship, that will be a good start because that stops a lot of nonsense as well. All right? So reframe your in-law's intrusion as an expression of interest and love. So instead of it, seeing it as an intrusion, change the mindset a bit and say, oh, I realize she loves the grandchild. I realize she loves being here with us. I realize it's all about love. It's not about causing chaos and intruding, which, you know, it could happen. It could feel like that. So, difficult daughter-in-law, mother-in-laws, you got a difficult daughter-in-law? Pull up a chair. Because how do you build a positive relationship with her? How do you do that? Now, you all want that, I know, but it's two people here that got to make it happen. So how do we do this? So first of all, you've got to treat her as a would-be daughter. You've got to treat her as a daughter that's coming into the family now. And in the beginning, it might be difficult because the son brings home every 2 months a different girl or whatever it is. But if he says to you, Mom, you know what?
This is the one.
And I've never felt like this before. You have got to try, as the mother of the son, to be on her side a little bit and make her feel kind of welcome. I know you're going to check her out and you're going to make, is she good enough? I don't know. But just
sometimes these things just fall into place. There's none of this. It's, yeah.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. I mean, I'm talking about we've got to be careful.
The extreme cases. Yeah.
Yeah. So be open-minded when you meet her for the first time. That's also very nice if you can do that. Excuse me. So be open-minded when you're meeting her. Be involved, be trustworthy, and be approachable. Sorry, can't speak a little bit. Right, you've got a bit of a throat. No, I'm not dying yet. Not to die yesterday. Understand that strong relationships also take time to build. So your relationship with your daughter-in-law might also depend on a multitude of factors, such as her own situation, what's happening in her life, your willingness to open yourself up and trust her, and vice versa. Geographical distance between the two of you, that can make a big difference. How close are you to your son, to her partner? That can make a difference. And whether or not you're a grandparent or not, and whether or not you're a first grandparent or not. You know, you learn a lot with the first one. The second one, as I say, gets easier. Spend quality time with her if you can, and get her partner involved. In other words, get your son involved. If you think he can help you strengthen the relationship, use him to help strengthen that relationship. Mm. You know, say to him, just listen. Bring her around Sunday for tea in the afternoon. You know, get to know her. Let's do it instead of doing it once a month. Let's do it twice a month. Mm. You know. Also, you need to accept her flaws. So, mom-in-laws, you need to accept her flaws and respect her opinions. No one's perfect, not even the daughter-in-law. Okay, and she should be because she's marrying your son. But no one's perfect. So it's very important thing is to retain her trust and confidence and don't overstep the mark. Remember, you don't always have to see eye to eye. It's not important that you, every single time, you agree. It doesn't work in life like that. So, you know, and with their grandchildren involved, here's a problem. It may be difficult to hold back because you can see stuff. You know, older people, as I said to one of my colleagues today, he said to me, older people, we seem to have a little bit more experience. Okay? Mm. And we try and put that onto the youngsters that are finding their feet in this marriage and kids and all that kind of stuff as well. So where grandchildren are involved and you're a new grandparent and you're all excited about this whole thing, it can be a little bit difficult to hold yourself back when you see they're doing something wrong maybe or they're not doing it the way you would have done it. So your grandchildren are very important to you, but your relationship with that daughter-in-law is going to be vital to access to the grandkids and to make it reasonable and loving and all of that stuff. Okay. Remember, you are also deserving of a kind and respectful treatment. You are also, as the mother-in-law, you need to be respected and you need to be treated kindly. Recognize your own flaws where you go wrong. Mm. Sort of say, well, you know, that went wrong. That didn't go well. Was it anything that I did? Mm. Self-awareness is key to building this and maintaining the relationships of any kind. But in this case, just step back a little bit and say, what did I do wrong here? Perhaps that she got all upset and shirty and salty. Okay. Can you avoid conflict at all costs? Avoiding conflict is a skill, actually, because people sometimes can't do that. I think you should also be able to communicate. We've been speaking about relationship for 2 years now, and that whole catalyst of communication. This is ultimate here, communication, because what happens when somebody in the mother-in-law might be angry about something or hurt or upset or emotional about something, the first thing that happens, they don't speak to the daughter-in-law. They don't get to speak to them, especially if they're living far away. You don't get a chance to pop over or just say, look, come into the kitchen. I want to talk to you about something. Mm. So communication is very important. Keep quiet when necessary. Don't always feel you have to push in.
Mm.
Sometimes you need to hold your tongue because it can save an escalation of whatever's happening at the moment. Okay, respect their privacy. I think mother-in-laws need to respect their privacy. I think most do, but there are mother-in-laws that are very hectic when it comes to the family, and they do tend to think they're in charge, and because it's my son, and I can walk into this place anytime I want to. So also, it's very kind of a mother-in-law to build up the confidence of the daughter-in-law as well. So I was talking to a friend the other day, and she was saying to me, I got a mother-in-law, and beginning the mother-in-law was really nasty to me. She would throw comments like, I see my son likes somebody with a bit of meat on their bones. That's not so like a mom-in-law, you know, to do that kind of stuff. But eventually she said they became the best mates ever. So this stuff does work, but, you know, build up a confidence. If conflict is unavoidable, are there solutions to this conflict? Are you able to take her for tea and sit down and calm her down? Is she that kind of person that you can do that with? And you need to deal with any conflict effectively as well. And if you don't know how to deal with conflict, you're not a mother or a mother-in-law because you've been dealing with it for a long time. So you guys know, the older people know how to do it. Younger people, maybe not so sure. They're not so sure. So be willing to rebuild your relationship. If there has been a breakdown, just be willing to let her know you want to move forward and give her some time. Start off slowly and then keep the communication open. And what happens if you really don't get on? If you really don't get on with your daughter-in-law? This is the worst case scenario now. And it can cause a lot of hurt, a lot of emotion. You know, the grandchildren need to be seen. And this stuff really does cause an incredible amount of hurt. So stay away from getting into fights with daughter-in-laws and mother-in-laws, because, yeah, it's a nasty, it's the civil war. And it is a war. When it comes to a war, it's nasty. So mother-in-law might say, my daughter-in-law excludes me. How do I get around that? And it's especially difficult to avoid conflict when you're upset. When you're emotionally upset in this way, and it's your grandchildren and your son, it's right in your face, and it's very emotional. And, Richard, it's a very difficult thing, because everybody's holding their ground. They don't want to let go. They don't want to let their pride down. And then, you know, it doesn't get resolved. And that's a problem. There are problems in life. It's not the problem that's the problem. It's the way we handle the problem that's the problem. Overprotective daughter-in-law. So if a daughter-in-law has got kids, okay, you've got your grandkids, and they're first-time mothers, so they've got their baby for the first time, they might be overprotective, especially with their time. And when the baby's very, very young, obviously they're not getting sleep, they're not quite the same, their hormones need to calm down a little bit, and they need to get right. So, you know, you need to understand it, and I'm sure most mothers, mother-in-laws do understand that completely. Okay, so you need to figure out why she's excluding you. She's excluding you. Why is she doing that? And what can be influencing her decision? Is it something you said? Is it something the son said? Is it something you did? Is it something you said to somebody else and she found out? What was it? Find out and fix it. Okay, because your grandkids, they need you. Okay, so 8 things you should never say to your daughter-in-law. This is interesting. Why did you do it that way? Oops. Okay, that's going to start a nice conversation. Another one, here's how I would do it. Okay, that's going to upset her terribly. And this research was done by a group of women that are first-time moms. And they were about 28, 29, first-time married. And they put a whole research together. And these are the things that came out that really upset them about their mother-in-laws, what they said. Another one is, my son's favorite food is this. Or my son's favorite day is this. Don't tell me she knows. Okay, you don't have to explain your son. You know, it's okay. She'll get there. And she might know him better than you do now that he's older. Okay. Did you know that your child likes to go for walks? In other words, did you know that my grandchild actually likes to go for walks, not sit in front of the TV? Did you know that? I mean, now you're starting to push the buttons of the daughter-in-law. Okay. When I was young and a young wife, we had a lot, things were a lot harder. Now, no daughter-in-law wants to hear that, because she's having a hard time as it is in today's life. It was different completely. Okay. Another thing you shouldn't say to a daughter-in-law, you shouldn't let your children watch so much TV. I see they're on their TV, in front of the TV all the time. They're on their iPads all the time. They're on their phones all the time. You shouldn't allow that. Now, you're telling your daughter-in-law that, you're going to start getting obstacles. Okay. Criticizing your son is also not a good thing. You know, she might say to you, oh, we need this done. Put up the pictures, put up, and oh, don't ask Gerald to do that, because he was never good at handiwork. He was very bad with his hands. Don't you ask him to do it. Meanwhile, Gerald's, you know, he wants to put up the pictures maybe. Now you're criticizing the son as well. And then another one, a classic one, why don't you guys move closer to us? You guys are living in Joburg. Why don't you come to Cape Town? Or why don't you come live closer? Or you're living in the northern suburbs. Why don't you come and move to Newark where you're closer? The daughter might go, oh, my word, if we're closer, she'll be here every day. You know what I mean? That's, okay. All right, so now let's reverse this whole thing, and let's look at signs of a toxic daughter-in-law. What are the signs that your daughter-in-law is actually toxic? Okay, firstly, she's overly controlling in nature. She's a controlling person. She's extremely selfish. She's not interested at all in bonding with you. You can feel it, you can see it, and you can touch it and taste it, okay? Mm. She's incredibly unpredictable. One day she's up and down. One day she's brilliant. Next day she's all in a mood. She's cross. She won't answer the phone. Whatever it is there as well. And you need to get to the root of that. There might be a behavior pattern there that you might want to help her with. She's unnecessarily spiteful, says something nasty all the time or bites you nasty all the time in a nasty way. She often involves your son in your little spats. She blames you for conflict. So it's your fault. And she likes emotional games to control the son when she's unable to control you. She's frequently manipulating the truth. So she'll change things around. These are all things that will tell you that your daughter-in-law is toxic. And if you are a daughter-in-law and you're doing this stuff, be careful, okay? She doesn't respect you. She frequently talks behind your back. She shows animosity towards you openly. Or she makes passive-aggressive comments. So she restricts your time with the grandchildren. And that can be very painful as well. If you want to see your grandchild and they say, not this weekend, or no, we don't think it's right now. We're busy. We've had a rough week. We just need a weekend to chill. Maybe that's right, but if she does it ongoingly, it's a problem. She never accepts her own faults. She doesn't see her own faults. She tries to create a rift between you and your son. Now, that's the narcissistic behavior as well, so you need to be careful. Who did he actually marry here? So you need to know. She portrays you poorly on social media. And if that happens, you block her immediately on social media, if you guys are on social media. And you really hear from her. She never phones you, never picks up the phone. How are you, Mom? How are you doing? She never does that. She keeps making excuses not to see you. She doesn't ask for your advice. She never uses the gifts you give her. And she never remembers your big milestones, like your birthday or anything. None of that. They don't do anything for that. She behaves better in front of your son, so she's a bit false. She refuses any help from you. She also makes your son spend most of the holidays with her side of the family, so you don't get the balance of the visitations. And she's particularly defensive. You know, every time that you say something, she'll rise up and get irritated. She doesn't show you compassion at all or caring, and she's only sweet to you when she wants something. And sometimes daughter-in-laws work on this. If you can get money out of somebody, you can get holidays out of somebody, and then when that dries up or that doesn't happen anymore, then they turn on you. It's very toxic and very, very nasty. She creates constant drama. I'm so against drama. It's scary. But she stirs up the conflict and the drama in the family. You've got one of those always in a family, but try to stay away from that. And your son has to make endless excuses for her. All the time, and it puts an incredible stress on that relationship. So, six ways to deal.
I went through listen to this list that you went through.
Yeah,
and I know that we started out saying, how do you know there's a problem with the daughter-in-law?
Yeah,
but a lot of these can apply to the mother-in-law as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's some of them that wouldn't, but most of them apply to the mother-in-law as well.
Well, they apply to anybody, actually. So you were a toxic person in your life.
Yeah.
And because we're focusing on the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law today, I'm using it there. But you can apply this to anything.
Yeah, I think there are 30 signs, there may be 25 are signs of a toxic mother-in-law as well.
Sure,
so,
of course.
Okay.
All right.
I just want to say, Sharon said, my husband is an only child. And that would impact.
Yeah,
that would certainly impact. You know, if a mother has three sons, she's going to look at the marriage of the three sons, one after the other, very differently to her only son.
Maybe.
Okay. She says, my husband was an only child. When we left our wedding to go on honeymoon, my mom-in-law burst into tears. Her mother asked her then, this is Sharon's mother, asked her what was wrong. And the mother-in-law said, I've just lost my son.
Yeah.
Her mom then said to the woman, you haven't lost your son. Why don't you look this way, that you've gained a wonderful daughter? And she says, we haven't had any issues thanks to those words.
Well, those are great words, Sharon. I mean, That's very evolved speaking there, because it's just turning the thing around and turning how you look at it around. Well done, Sharon. That's lovely. I hope it helps somebody.
Sharon, that was Sharon's mother's wisdom there.
Okay. Well done to Sharon's mom. Yeah, hats off. But there are ways to deal with a toxic daughter-in-law, and let's have a look at some of the ways. Remember to stay calm. Just keep it cool. Stay calm. Don't get emotional. Okay, because that's not going to help. Okay, be polite but firm, and let her understand that that's not cool. Whatever that behavior was is not cool, and express your opinions calmly. Once again, it's not the problem that's the problem. It's the way we handle it that's the problem. Find the solution together with your son. You know, that might be a way to go. Or, you know, now we're saying that she's really toxic, and you've got to talk to your son about this and say, listen, how do we sort your wife out? Okay, don't stoop down to her level and get all angry and toxic in your way. And be patient and a willing listener. Try and fix the relationship. And sometimes, you know what, you're not going to. So you just got to handle it in that way. Make sure you have access to your grandkids in some way, and that's it. I mean, this is all nasty stuff, and you can have a wonderful relationship with your mother-in-law and a wonderful relationship with your daughter-in-law. It can be absolutely the most fantastic thing. You can be best mates, you can be friends, you can be a thing, but if those daughter-in-laws feel threatened in any way, or they've got, now look at social styles, friend, they've got a driver mother-in-law and an amiable daughter-in-law, you've got two people that are completely opposite in behavior, and that can cause tension as well. And it escalates because this is very emotional stuff. If somebody's stopping you seeing your grandchild, you're really going to get angry, okay? So you know you've got a grandchild. If somebody stops you doing that, it's a problem. So what has come out of all of this research is that we need to, and it's in any relationship, but particularly in this one, I suppose, we're talking about, is the respect, as you said. It's respecting her as a new mom, respecting her in her new marriage, respecting her home, respecting her place. And then in if you reverse that, respect your mother-in-law that she's may feel she's lost a son, may feel she's been cut out after 26 years of looking after my boy, now all of a sudden he's somebody else's. And we need, as parents, we need to understand that that is the next level for him. That's his next move. We cannot retain our kids all our life. We're not supposed to. We borrow them for a while, and then we have to give them to somebody else, and they have to go on with their lives. But if we can just be around and share in that next level of growth, And it's normal. And if you're struggling as a mom-in-law or you're struggling as a daughter-in-law, go and get professional help. If you just want to go to a life coach or you want to go to a psychologist for 3 or 4 sessions, just get some perspective, because you might not be getting perspective at the moment. It might be so overwhelming having a new baby, a new marriage, bonds, your husband, you left your job and now they want you back on the job because you were so good. And now you're conflicted. Should I stay home? Should I have a baby in the creche? All of these things are going on in your head. There's so much going on that sometimes you don't handle stuff. Like if you've been in Mauritius for 2 years and you've been relaxing and you can actually have a decent time to relax and make a good decision. Sometimes it's on the fly and sometimes it's under stress. So we need to understand that, step back a little bit and work on the thing and not in the thing. And that's where we're at, Rich. I just hope that what we've spoken about today will help somebody be aware.
I hope that somebody identifies something in that may potentially be a problem for them or is currently a problem for them. And at least they've got, you know, this is what I heard. Maybe I should try looking at that.
Yeah.
You know, you and I can't really talk from a perspective of, we can talk from the perspective possibly of in-laws.
Yes.
But not of a mother-in-law. No. And that's a very, very, you're absolutely right. It's a very different thing. A mother-in-law is, the bond that she has with her son, in most cases, is a very deep bond.
Of course.
Maybe the bond she has with the son is non-existent, in which case, you know, that can lead to other problems, you know. But, yeah, I think that from a point of view of my own experience. I had a mother-in-law who I was friends with actually before I married Nicolette. The mom and I were mates, and then I met Nicolette through her mother. And we were always mates. But I tell you what, we had a fiery relationship. I threw out my house once. I said, "Go home, don't come back here. Don't want to see you." But you get over it. You move on, and you get over it. And to this day, I mean, I've been divorced for I can't remember how long. My ex-wife has remarried, and to this day, she still calls me her Leviskwinsian. I don't know how that makes my wife's husband feel, but that relationship is still very, very strong. But it was built on the fact that we were so honest with one another to the point where we would, you know, shout at one another and get it out there. Yeah. But that's just how we dealt with it.
But men are different. Boys are different. Mm. Sons are different. Yeah. When it comes to this, that's why I didn't make it a general thing. I think we've done a show before about 2 years ago, a year and a half, on in-laws. And we did a general but this is different.
That's what I was going to say.
This is nasty.
I don't know how it would have been if she had, she has had sons that got married, and that didn't go well. That didn't go well with the daughter-in-law. Yeah. So you know, I don't know. I think that
and also two women, Richard. You know, two women can be hectic.
Yeah.
They don't mess around. I mean, you know,
they want to protect. They want to protect the husband and their son. I can say this though that. My rule of thumb with all of this, and I feel sorry for my daughter-in-law because she's actually got like two mothers-in-law. Okay. Because there was a divorce involved previously. So,
well, maybe she's lucky.
Yeah. She's got two mothers-in-law. So, my rule of thumb, and certainly Judy, because Judy would also be a third mother-in-law almost. Okay. It's kind of very complicated. But our rule of thumb is simply you don't put your nose in where it doesn't belong. Even if you see them doing something wrong, even if you see either my son or my daughter-in-law going down a road that you know is not going to be.
Let them make the mistakes.
They got to make their own mistakes.
Yep.
What you need to do is be there
when it happens
to pick them up if they need it.
Yeah.
If they need it.
Yeah, sure.
And I think if you can go on that basis, I think most relationships with mothers and mothers-in-law and daughters-in-law can be there because they will come to you if they need your help.
Yeah, it depends, though, Richard, as well, on how evolved the daughter is as a person, as a communicator.
Mm.
And maybe they're not so good at this stuff, and maybe they are just very young married now, 23, 24, maybe they're thinking differently about things, you know. Daughters-in-law, be aware that withholding your grandchildren, your child from your mother-in-law, you might not think it's an important thing, but it hurts so much when there's animosity there and you can't see the grandchild, for instance. It's very sore, and they carry this heavy hurt with them. And maybe the daughter doesn't even understand that yet until they are, you know, grandparents or whatever.
Yeah,
you've got to be really careful about this stuff.
I think in the end, there are kinks in the that need to be worked out. There are going to be things that roadblocks that you're going to have to overcome.
Sure.
That's what I was going to say. It is life. These are things that are going to happen. And one can only hope that they are temporary.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing really nicer than gaining a daughter. I can speak
for yourself.
For myself.
Yeah.
And I think that is just, I think that communication, respect, I think those are the foundations.
And the willingness to make it, make that relationship happen.
Those three things, put them together, focus on them.
Yeah.
Every time you have one of those blow-ups, go back and think about that respect, communication, the willingness to fix it on both sides. And I think
be adult and mature, you know. It's
not always easy, though, Jeff.
No, it isn't. No, easy is it and done. Absolutely
not
right.
Not always easy.
Absolutely anyway. Right.
Well, there we go.
Yep.
I certainly hope that, somebody got something out of this. That they can use, that they've heard something that, made them prick their ears up. Of course, you can get hold of Jeff, and you can speak to him privately about something that you may be dealing with when it comes to your mother-in-law or your daughter-in-law. And you can you'll find his link on the podcast this evening. Okay, is that you done?
Well, yes.
Did your mother-in-law like you?
Okay, so I had a mother-in-law that one day...
Well, you've had a few.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've had a few.
One pulled me aside and said to me, Jeff, I've got to tell you something. I said, what? He said, you've got to get out of this marriage. I said, there was it. She said, in Afrikaans, she said, jy moet hier uitkom. Because she knew that her daughter was a narcissist and a really nasty person. And she pulled me aside. She was a lovely lady. And we got on very well. And she said to me, you must get out of this. This is not for you. So there we go. Mother-in-law's come in useful sometimes.
Oh, boy. All right, Jeff. Thanks, thank you very much. You'll be back again on Monday on the Lunch Zone, eh?
Monday Lunch Zone, yeah.
Monday Lunch Zone. And then in 2 weeks' time, back on the Best of Life, Love, and, can of worms.
Yeah.
All right, go home safely.
Thank you, Rich. Thanks, everybody, and cheers.